Are you able to tell us a little bit more about the international study that was conducted into exercise and depression?
Yeah, so this is the first like massive scale study of its type, looking at how exercise and people's levels of physical activity impact on their risk of developing depression over time. And we've looked at data from over 250,000 people across 49 separate studies looking into this. We brought all the data together across multiple continents and countries and shown that people who are more active are 15% reduced risk of developing depression over time than those who are inactive.
Right, that's quite breathtaking, really. I guess in a biological sense, in what way does exercise assist our mental health?
Well, yeah, that's a very good question. Actually, there's multiple pathways through which exercise could potentially impact our mental health. You know, it's believed that when we actually engage in physical activity, it releases chemicals in the body and in the brain, which actually kind of have positive effects on mood and cognitive functioning. So it could be due to this, but then also the sort of additional mechanism through which inactivity or activity could be influencing our risk of depression is perhaps through the actual sedentary behavior, increasing our risk of behavior developing depression, in terms of obviously the human body is something which is made to move. And nowadays in society, you know, lots of people have situations and life circumstances which means they aren't moving enough. And perhaps this kind of like unnatural level of sedentary behavior is somehow contributing towards the development of low mood and depression in some people. So, you know, there's sort of these two complementary ways for which physical activity can reduce our risk.
Yeah, right. That's quite interesting. Are there certain, I guess, age groups which the study looked into that might be more vulnerable to developing depression as a result of not engaging in physical activity?
Well, yeah, we actually looked across all age groups. That's quite a big finding of the study, actually. And no matter what age category we looked at, exercise was always an effective thing of reducing the risk of depression, you know, in young people and in the very old. So obviously, the earlier people can start exercising, the more chance you have of preventing if what you're trying to do is actually prevent the onset of depression, then obviously the earlier you start, the more time you're going to benefit from those sort of preventative effects. So, but yeah, it seems to be, even if you start later on, it seems to have protective effects of developing depression in later life as well.
Yeah, right. Does the type of exercise and maybe the amount of time you spend doing that exercise in a day or a week, for example, play a significant role in reducing mental illness and depression? Or is it running, or is it swimming, or is it pretty broad?
Yeah, basically any type of exercise that's sort of getting your heart rate up, you know, that's kind of improving your fitness, you're going to have similar effects. It doesn't really matter. It's probably more important to find something that you enjoy doing and something that you can do on a regular basis, perhaps something that you do with friends, or, you know, things that you find kind of inherently motivating, something that you're not forcing yourself to do so that you can keep it up over time. And then beyond that, all types of exercise are going to be beneficial for mood and depression.
I guess moving to something, well, you did mention friends and with companions and something that you enjoy doing. Many people do engage in physical activity on a competitive level. Does that physical activity being carried out in a competitive setting help address mental health issues? Or is it something that could actually bring in some, like, maybe anxiety because it's at such a high level?
Well, yeah, obviously it could work either way. I suppose, like, The physical activity itself is probably always beneficial for your mental health and for your fitness and physical functioning as well. But then the pressures of any sort of really high profile job, whether it's a corporate role or whether it's an athlete's role, you know, any situation that's putting a lot of stress and a lot of pressure on you to perform at a high level over a long period of time, whether it's athletic or corporate, could certainly increase, you know, your risk of developing mental health conditions due to the level of stress. So, you know, it's not the case that everybody who has a superb level of fitness, you know, will be completely prevented from being affected by any mental health issue just by their activity alone. You know, we still need to take into account other factors, but physical activity just seems like one beneficial way in which you can kind of improve your overall mental health.
I guess just as a way to backtrack, there are many cases of depression, but how can it kind of come... as a result of not really being physically active or engaged in a form of exercise?
Yeah, there's more and more studies looking into this, and they've actually conducted trials recently where they actually kind of force inactivity upon people, you know, force them to be sedentary for a certain period of time, people who regularly exercise. And what we see is an actual increase in inflammation in the body, which could also, you know, have an impact on your mood from that. We do see a decrease in mood in people when we force them to be inactive. So we're not fully sure of the way that inactivity influences the brain in a bad way. But there is some early research and quite interesting research suggesting that it could be having a direct effect on our actual mood and mental health just by being so sedentary. But there's more research going on to kind of understand this more and, you know, explain the extent to which this could be impacting people's mood.
Yeah, right. I guess a good question to kind of finish on is, how can the findings from this study actually create more opportunities for people to participate in physical activity across all age groups and prevent depression from really growing in society?
Well, yeah, certainly. I think we do need probably more public health initiatives through people's workplaces and just through people's sort of societies in order to help them engage in more regular forms of physical activity. You know, even people who don't already have depression, it's probably good for everybody to try and be a little bit more active, or especially people who are inactive. And particularly, I think, through schools, you know, in younger people, again, if what we're trying to do is prevent the onset of depression, it's going to be best to try these type of things early and try and get people into sports, even if it's not competitive sports, you know, trying to help kids find more types of sports that they can just enjoy and that they can keep up throughout the course of their life and keep them engaged with their communities and with their friends. I think it's really going to be these type of efforts, like the early intervention efforts, that could, where you'd see the biggest benefits from stuff like exercise, really.